Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." A word of God for the children of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Yeah, parades. You gotta love them. So much fun. And you can always tell it's a parade, you know, even if you don't go to the parade. You hear it off in the distance, the wailing of the sirens and the music and the marching bands. And it's just a great time for people to gather together. And you look for the dignitaries, you know, the politicians, they always get into the act. And Christmas time parade, it's Santa Claus. But those marching bands, you know, your high school and people that you know that are in the parade, just a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. And a lot of people lining the road, up and down both sides. A good time. And Zacchaeus, well, he heard about Jesus. Zacchaeus heard that Jesus healed the sick, opened up the eyes of the blind, unstopped the ears of the deaf, loosed the tongues of the mute, that he raised the dead. Just Lazarus, he heard about that. He heard that Jesus walked on water. He heard that Jesus calmed the storm, that he fed 5,000 with so little. He heard all these things. And he heard that Jesus was coming through town. And when he went down to the road to see Jesus, he couldn't see the road because of all the people lining both sides of it. It was a parade. And Jesus never traveled anywhere alone. Not only did he have his 12 disciples with him, but he also had other followers with him as well. So there was a large crowd of people surrounding Jesus. And everybody shouting and crying out. You know, they either wanted to have a miracle happen to them or they were just praising the Lord. But a lot of commotion, a lot of excitement. And there, here we have Zacchaeus, who was really short. Doesn't say how tall he is, of course, but he's just a little guy. And yet, he was a chief tax collector. Now, the Romans appointed you to be tax collector, and they didn't pay you. That was the custom. They didn't pay you. They just appointed you. You earned your own money by taking money off of other people. And the scripture says that Zacchaeus was wealthy. He had lots of money. So he was very good at his job. He was hated by the Romans, hated by his own people. And on top of that, he was really short. But Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, this man he'd heard so much about. And he climbs up into that sycamore tree. You can imagine his excitement, his heart pounding. And Jesus, here he comes, and he's watching Jesus come. And all of a sudden, Jesus makes this little detour, comes under his tree and looks up at him. Zacchaeus, come down from there. I need to go to your house today. All that attention focused on Zacchaeus, whom everybody else hated. In that moment when Jesus looked at Zacchaeus, he looked at him with love and understanding, and he singled him out and said, I have to go to your house. And he called him down out of that tree. In that moment, he forever changed Zacchaeus' life. And Zacchaeus came down, and people started grumbling about it. And Zacchaeus then gave proof that he was a changed man. And he said, I repent of all the money I've ever taken off of anybody that I shouldn't have. In fact, I'll give back four times as much as I ever took off of anybody. See, his faith he put into word, into works. Faith without works is dead, and Zacchaeus was going to prove that he had genuine faith now. Because it's real easy to say to somebody, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you know, forgive me. But Zacchaeus did more than just say, I'm sorry. He proved that he was sorry by what he did. He was going to return back not just what he took, but it four times as much. There has to be evidence that we're Christians. And so when we repent of our sins, we need to go the extra mile and make things right. We need to fix things. In James there, chapter 2, Faith without works is dead. You tell me you have faith, fine. I'll show you I have faith by what I do. I'm not just going to talk about it, but I'm going to do about it. I'm going to do something. In Matthew, it says that on the day of judgment, Jesus said, many people will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. And he says, and I'll say to them, away from me, I don't know you. And they'll say, but Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we heal the sick? Didn't we perform miracles in your name? And he'll say, away from me, I don't know you. Because there are people who will act religious and do religious things, but not with the right attitude, because they're not truly repentant of their sins. If we do things, we play the Christian, but we do it to make ourselves feel better, or we do it to try and justify ourselves, or to make ourselves look good in other people's eyes, then we're just wasting our time. It means nothing. That's why people say to me, I'm not going to church. There's nothing but a bunch of hypocrites there. It's an excuse that doesn't hold water, but it's one that we can understand, can't we? Because there are people who talk the walk, but don't walk the talk. There are people who, if they were put on trial for being a Christian, their works wouldn't stand up. So, we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We need to not just talk about being Christians, not just act like being Christians, but we have to actually be Christians. And we have to have proof in our lives that what we're doing because of Jesus. Because it's all about Jesus. So just like Jack Pell, all of our lives will one day be put on trial. It says that. Book of life will be open. Everybody will be judged by their works. Question is there enough evidence to convict you and me of being a Christian? Let's think about that. God loves you, and so do I.